having visited many organisations in the last few months, it's become abundantly clear that the way of the future is with small satellite systems. And by small satellites, I refer to a deference to planning for smaller satellites by major organisations and agencies, and defining them small up to, say, 500 kilograms, which is not small in some people's eyes. But remember, they're coming from systems of sizes, enormous sizes, in terms of weight, various tons of materials. But there is a trend, and it's a trend that is driven by budgetary constraints, by advancing technologies, by the need to reduce the risk, the time frame from view graph to launch, as it were, and various other of those aspects. So worldwide, there is a trend to small systems, and it's a trend that is not easy for companies like Matra, for example, or NEC, Mitsubishi, who have been sort of depending on major contracts from the major agencies. It's a trend that they are finding hard to grapple with. It's a trend that the major agencies like NASDA in Japan, ESA in Europe, NASA North America, and NOAA as well, it's a trend that they are finding very hard to grapple with too, because their management systems, their programming mechanisms, their planning departments have evolved around large, complex, expensive, long-term programs, and that is not the way of the future. And in fact, Matra has taken the IBM model that IBM adopted for producing the first PC. IBM was a company that produced mainframes, big machines, and it realized that it was not going to produce the type of machine that is going to be appealing to the mass market unless it took some handpicked, some key people, sent them away from the organization, and asked them to design a PC right outside of those constraints and company philosophy. And that's what Matra's done. Matra has taken some handpicked people, sent them away to design a small satellite program, and that is now in place, under development, in Toulouse, in southern France. And I'm battling to remember the name of the program. LeoStar. I think the program's called LeoStar. And small, in this case, is between 100 and 300 kilograms. And some very impressive advances are being made there. So, again, the attention by the agencies is on Australia because they want to see how we perform, how do we do it. And to put some of that attention into some sort of translatable knowledge, they would like to be a part of it in one form or another. For example, by offering launch services, instrumentation, all of which will keep the costs to us down in terms of developing our own program.